Matty, I'm from Mildura. Me personally, I've been in here 3.5 years now, and I've seen a few people come and go, and then I've seen a few of the same faces again, you know, 2 or 3 times. I'm nearly 40. I don't have a trade. I've been a labourer all my life. I've worked in the shearing industry. I've done some pretty shitty jobs to put food on the table. Whatever is needed to be done, I've done. Talking about setting up the fail, like we're in here, you get some boys that are doing years, got nothing when they get out. Why can't Corrections Victoria, with all these so-called programs that they're running, why can't they set you up with a pre-apprenticeship? So that if you're in here, you're doing minimum 2 years or more, by the end of it, you walk out with a trade. So that you actually have something to fall back on when you get out of here, not just a, as we're saying, a $500 check and 3 nights in a hotel and expect to survive. If you had more than an accreditation from a TAFE course and actually had a trade, you get through a lot more doors in this life than what we're set up to now. I plan on going back to work, doing whatever I have to. Like I'm, as I said, I'm nearly 40 now. I'm planning to be home before my 40th. But because I don't have that trade, now I've got to go back and do seasonal work, which is very hard on me back. I've got a crook back as it is. So I'm going to either have to go back to tractor driving, picking fruit, back to in the shearing industry. To me, I like that job and I like that work, but the body's getting to that stage that it can't necessarily do it all the time. So in this day and age, they're trying to make everything more computerised. Without being computer literate, you can't really get anywhere, like, from what I've experienced. I hope towards the future they make things a bit more manually operated than automatic. But trying to work out exactly what avenue I want to take, I've never worked out what I wanted to be. I work in screen printing here at Loddon. I'm printing all the NAIDOC shirts, so all you boys out there that will receive a NAIDOC shirt, yours truly printed it for you. So, yeah, look, there's some good artwork coming through that the boys have presented for the different jails.